Hello and welcome, East Tennessee Championship Wrestling fans. I'm your host, Jerry Martin, recording artist, studio owner, and most of all, an avid wrestling fan. Today, we're going to be recapping the July 6th Bring On the Brawl event, which turned a lot of heads in the independent wrestling industry. Before we get started, I have a few announcements to make. First, if you aren't an ETCW podcast subscriber, we invite you to do so now. Just hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss anything. Also, you can share this episode as well as the rest of the podcast episodes to your family and friends who enjoy wrestling. The more we grow our audience, the more people the ETCW can reach. So help us out by supporting the ETCW podcast this way. On another announcement, the ETCW Sizzling Summer Sweepstakes is well underway. July 6th kicked off the weekly drawing for the weekly giveaways, and the promotion is running through August 31st. The grand prize drawing will be held at the ETCW Labor Day event September 7th, and that grand prize is worth over $800, so you don't want to miss that. We have already given away the first prize, but we also had a special drawing for those who registered at the July 6th Brawl, where we gave away two prizes that night. You'll never know if or when we'll be throwing in another special giveaway, so make sure you come out to all the ETCW events. All the details are on our website at www.etcwalcoa.com, and I'll always put the link in the show notes as well. Now, the ETCW will be having a free event July 20th at the MLK Center in Alcoa, Tennessee. We're giving away 200 backpacks full of school supplies for the children. Now, the kids must be in attendance to get these backpacks, so make sure you come out and bring the kids so they can pick up their backpacks and enjoy five spectacular wrestling matches from your favorite ETCW superstars. The bell time is at 7:30. This is just another way the ETCW is giving back to the community. You can find out all the information at www.etcwalcoa.com/events. From there, you can share the event to all of your social media platforms that you hang out on. One more announcement and we'll get started with a recap. Mark your calendars for August 3rd. ETCW's Bring On the Brawl will be back at its home base at the Springbrook Gymnasium starting at 7 p.m. This is yet another special event as ETCW will team up with veteran Ashley Schultz to help the Blount County Veterans Affairs Food Pantry. Each non-perishable food item brought in, ETCW will take $1 off of your admission price. Up to 5 items per adult and 2 items per child. Hey, if you have it in your heart to bring more, I know that we'll certainly appreciate it. After all, it is about the giving in your heart, right? On the August card will be High Flyers Smiley versus Eli Green. Also, it's going to be High Flying Big Man Daniel Mulligan versus the undefeated Russian Monster. Next will be on the card is Mayhem versus Hunter Wolf with a special guest referee. Also, new ETCW Tag Team Champions Purely Destructive versus former champs the Country Cousins, Hillbilly Big Joe and Lumberjack Josh White. And rounding out the card will be the brand new ETCW Heavyweight Champion The Enforcer versus former champ Billy Baby Shark Marshall. This August the 3rd Bring On the Brawl event is going to be spectacular, so you do not want to miss this. So make sure you come out, bring your family, come hungry, because we have great concessions there, and enjoy the matches that are presented to you, okay? Now, moving on, we have the ETCW July event recap. Now, there's a lot that went on in this event here, and I go into a lot more detail in the blog about all of this. At the beginning of the brawl, SoCal Kevin Cruz, Mayhem, and Hunter Wolf took to the ring telling the capacity crowd that the new cruiserweight champion, the Rabid Pitbull Matt Raby, wasn't going to show up for their handicap match. So instead, SoCal confronted Hunter Wolf and challenged him to the handicap match. Now, we all know that there've been some bad blood, so to speak, between Hunter and SoCal Kevin Cruz. And so I guess this is why SoCal wanted to take upon himself to challenge Hunter in that handicap match. Maybe to try to teach him a lesson. But Here's what happened. Hunter accepted and the crowd went wild. More on that later in the podcast. Up next was ravishing Rex Riley versus Smiley, but Smiley was a no-show. So Riley issued a challenge to the locker room, and none other than the high-flying Eli Green stepped up to the challenge. It was an exciting match as these two high flyers showed the fans their speed and strength as well. It was a great match with Eli winning with his finisher, the TKO. I'm looking forward to seeing these two young superstars in action again. These both have great futures ahead of them. Next up on the card was the powerhouse, the undefeated Russian Monsters Open Challenge. Now, Pappy O'Malley came out with the monster and started bashing the good old USA as only he could do it. But the crowd wasn't having it, and when ETCW crew member Young Jacobs stepped up for the challenge, the place came unglued. The crowd was so pumped that I thought the roof was going to blow off by the near-deafening USA chants. It was incredible to see the fans get behind Jacob as he challenged the Russian monster. The match was underway, and just as he always does, the Russian monster showed his superior strength and brutality, methodically stalking his prey as he gave his opponent the beatdown of his life. Jacob did try to rally back and actually gave a few stinger punches that stunned the monster, but only for a quick second. The Russian quickly shook it off and retaliated with the finishing blow, scoring the pinfall over the motionless Jacob. Then a surprising return of the high-flying big man himself, Daniel Mulligan, made his appearance and confronted the powerhouse Russian monster and began attacking him. The crowd went crazy as the Russian was dazed and he was taken down to the mat. Daniel climbed to the top rope and was going to finish off the monster, but the Russian was too smart and slipped out of the ring before it happened. The Russian stayed well away from Daniel as he backed up around the ring and headed to the locker room. But Daniel wasn't finished. Instead, he issued his own challenge to the Russian monster. And it looks like we are going to have an incredible match with these two powerhouses collide August the 3rd. This is one I'm really anxious to see. Will the undefeated Russian monster keep his streak alive, or will the high-flying big man Daniel Mulligan conquer what no man has yet to do and take the Russian monster down? Come out and watch it all unfold August 3rd. Now next was the Triple Threat Tornado Tag Team match for the ETCW Tag Team Championship. What a fantastic match that showcased each wrestler's individual talents and their teamwork as well. Purely Destructive once again showed their dominance as a tag team, but each team held their own. At one point in the match, I couldn't help but laugh, but both Scott Savage and Mick O'Malley were tagged in, and yes, they had to face each other according to the rules. As anticipation started building up for them to collide, they simply outsmarted everyone by showing their loyalty to each other, and Scott barely tapped Mick on the forehead, and Mick went down so Scott could pin him and win the titles for themselves. It almost worked, but both teams rushed in the ring and broke the pin up just in time. They almost pulled a fast one. Another surprise happened during the match as the Scorpion made his return. Now, those who have been following the story of the abduction of our beloved Scorpion and manager of ETCW Tag Team Champs, the Country Cousins, know that he was abducted, and we were sent photos and disturbing video footage of the Scorpion locked inside a cage in a remote area. No one knew where he was. The last footage we saw was the Scorpion somehow escaped and made his way back. As he worked his way to the ring, the crowd was shocked and cheered for their beloved Scorpion. We were finally going to find out who was behind all of this madness. Lumberjack Josh was at the ropes and was so glad to see his friend and manager back safe and sound. That was until the Scorpion delivered a knockout blow to the burly Lumberjack and Mick O'Malley scored the pin, which completely shocked the fans. We crowned new tag team champs Purely Destructive that night. The beatdown continued on the former champs, and the Scorpion even cut the beard of Hillbilly Big Joe and left him laid out. The biggest surprise of the night was the fifth member of Pappy O'Malley's stable, the Scorpion. But was it really? Come to find out, it was actually the enforcer all along under the Scorpion mask, as well as an elaborate setup from the beginning, getting into the minds of the former tag team champs. A well-played ruse from the newly formed Rogue Nation. All I can say is, who can stop this dominant faction? You have the Enforcer, Scott Savage, Mick O'Malley, and the Russian Monster, led by Pappy O'Malley. This is an interesting turn of events, and it will be in the weeks to come. Next on the card, is the handicap match of SoCal Kevin Cruz and Mayhem versus the young giant Hunter Wolf. I was so impressed of Hunter's power and able to fend off the attacks of two of the most lethal wrestlers in ETCW. Wolf delivered some devastating blows and powerful moves of his own, showing everybody in the locker room as well as the fans that they just woke the sleeping giant. Hunter got the win as Mayhem hit the big guy with a thunderous chair shot, which the ref quickly called the bell, and rightly so. Win by DQ, Hunter Wolf. It'll be very interesting to see what Hunter will do next. Keep your eyes on this young giant. Now, this brings us to the main event. This showcased two mega powerhouses in the Enforcer and the ETCW champion Billy Baby Shark Marshall in a very special and brutal match. Let me get this right. A no DQ, no count out, falls count anywhere, three falls match where the fans bring the weapons to be used during the match. Now, let me say this. Our fans are awesome. They brought in some really devious devices to use in this match. The match was extreme and brutal as they fought tooth and nail, literally, in the ring, outside the ring, in the crowd, and even up on the catwalk. They used chairs, metal signs, steel baking trays, rakes, even jumper cables, barbed wire bats, chains, and many other things. During the match, each man got a pinfall on each other, and it was down to the last pinfall. It looked like the champ Billy Marshall was going to pull out another victory as he put his finisher, the Shark Bite, on the Enforcer. But, all of a sudden, the Rogue Nation shows up and jumps the champion and gave him a beatdown like I have never seen. Chair shots, baseball bats were used over and over until Billy was laying lifeless in the middle of the ring. The Enforcer scored the last pinfall, becoming the new ETCW heavyweight champion. The era of the Rogue Nation is here, folks. I don't know who or if anyone can stop this powerful faction. They have claimed the ETCW World Heavyweight Championship, the ETCW World Tag Team Championships, and have an undefeated Russian monster, which is led by the twisted mind of Pappy O'Malley. All I can say to the locker room is, watch your back. Lace up your boots tight. Dig deep down and find that courage to take the battle to the Rogue Nation. Question is, who's going to lead that charge? Now, I go in greater detail about this in the blog, and I'll have a link to that as well in the show notes. We had a capacity crowd at the ETCW July Brawl event, and the August 3rd event is shaping up to be even bigger. Make sure to get there early to get you a seat. If weather permits, we will be outside, so bring your lawn chairs, come hungry as we always have great concessions, and pick up your ETCW merch. That's Saturday, August 3rd at Springbrook Gymnasium in Alcoa, Tennessee. Ticket prices are adults, $10, children 5 to 12, $5. As a reminder, make sure you bring your non-perishable canned goods to support the Blount County Veterans Affairs Food Pantry. Each non-perishable food item brought in, ETCW will take $1 off your admission price, up to 5 items per adult and 2 items per child. Now don't forget to check out our website, read the blog, check out our roster, look at our events, and all the other cool things inside the site. Make sure you register for the summer sweepstakes for your chance to win some great prizes and to be eligible for the grand prize drawing that is worth, what? Over $800. All right. This podcast is sponsored by Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment. It's created for artists by artists. If you're looking for a recording studio to do your next project, look no further than Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment. They have everything a recording artist needs. They also design websites like the brand new ETCW's website and much more, tailoring sites specifically to what the customer needs. They also have vocal coaching, so go and check out all of the services they provide to our community and beyond. That is www.soundchamberstudiosandentertainment.com. Do it now. Well, folks, this wraps up episode number 3 of the ETCW podcast, and we hope you've enjoyed listening. Stay tuned for our next podcast, and don't forget to subscribe and rate so you will know when the next ETCW podcast drops. I'm Jerry Martin, your host, and thank you once again for stopping by and listening to the ETCW podcast.